Can the city afford it? Sure, it would be wonderful to jump on a Providence trolley and ride from Brown University down historic College Hill to Rhode Island Hospital. One can even imagine taking the trolley to a spanking new retro baseball stadium along the Providence River to watch the Boston Red Sox top minor league team. The streetcar and the ballpark have the potential to transform downtown Providence into a major attraction for both Rhode Islanders and the tourist visitors Governor Gina Raimondo so covets. Thousands of new people thronging downtown would bring more diners to the city's fabulous foodie scene and more business for attractions such as live theater, museums, and architecture. Think of the boost in self-esteem for a city perpetually in the shadow of Boston, a world-class venue with major league sports, top universities, and world-renowned museums, not to mention mass transit. As is the case with many Rhode Islanders, yours truly would love to have a shiny new Porsche in the driveway. I'd even settle for a Corvette or a BMW. To afford such a luxury, my wife and I would have to tighten our belts. We wouldn't be able to afford our mortgage, so we'd be homeless. Yet we could ride in a Porsche that would draw enviable stares as we cruise down Bellevue Avenue. That's pretty much what Mayor Jorge Elorza and Providence City Council President Luisa Ponte are buying into when they campaign for a trolley that would cover just 2 miles and cost more than $100 million in taxpayer money. The U.S. Department of Transportation has awarded Providence $13 million to build the streetcar line. In its application for more federal support, the city says it would pay for the remainder of the project using bonds and state money. A streetcar, says Elorza, is an essential component of the strategy to enhance public transportation and accelerate economic growth in Providence. That's gauzy rhetoric. The problem is it doesn't reflect the reality of Providence today. Our capital is a storied American city with a rich history dating to colonial times. We have some of the best colleges, hospitals, parks, and churches anywhere. All those grand nonprofit institutions are magnets that draw thousands to the city every day. What they don't do is pay taxes at anywhere near the rates levied on homeowners and businesses. And if you have to be anywhere soon, don't start a conversation about car taxes with a Providence resident. The mayor's trolley, of course, would require millions upon millions in new Providence taxes to pay back the bonds used to build it. And let's not forget that Providence is more than great nonprofit institutions. The state's capital is also home to crumbling schools, potholed streets, and crime-ridden neighborhoods. The Municipal Public Employee Pension Program is funded at barely 30%. Ponds at Roger Williams Park, one of New England's finest, are hopelessly polluted. Abandoned houses and buildings sprout in our poorer neighborhoods. The most iconic building of the downtown skyline, known locally as the Superman Building, stands empty as if in mocking glory of what was once New England's tallest skyscraper. So residents need to ask their mayor and city council president, are you serious? At this time in the city's history, the trolley is more parity than viable program. Someday Providence may be able to afford such a frill. That day is a long way off.